Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is Gia from Family First calling in regards to Walter Rex.
Yes.
So last time we spoke, I'm just following up with you. I think it was last week, and you confirmed that the discharge date for him is around November 10th.
Yeah, but the person I spoke with, I'm assuming it was you, said that was too far out.
Not to continue the enrollment process, no.
Nope, that's okay. November 10th.
Yeah. What I would
All
go
right,
ahead and
great.
do is the next part of the process is he just has to get scheduled with the independent enrollment broker.
Okay.
You just have to let them know that he is in a facility and he does have a discharge date, and then they would should go ahead and continue assisting you with the enrollment process. All he needs from the independent enrollment is just to schedule his first assessment.
Okay. And then I just gotta let the nursing home know it's gonna be November 10th.
Well, yes. Unless
Okay.
you are you the one who's letting them know, or they let you know?
I'm telling them.
Okay. Is there any way it could be sooner for you guys, or no?
Well, my sister and I were talking. We were talking. What were we talking? Like, October 27th, 28th, if it needs to be sooner. The only reason why I said the 10th is because his girlfriend took off for that week. That's
Okay.
why we were picking the 10th.
Got you. Okay. I think it's okay. I would just I'll be very honest with you. The independent enrollment broker, they're the ones who is going to give him a very short assessment. It's just to start this process that could take up to 90 days. I try and cut it down to 30 with the agency's help. We can cut it down to 30, but we just need a start. And if the independent enrollment hears that he's in a facility, they just need to hear that he has a discharge date. That's why I just want to get started. So do you have the number to the independent enrollment?
I'm not sure if I have it. I probably do have it, but I have to look at it. But while I have you on the phone, I'm just going to get it from you in one. Let me get pen and
Okay.
paper.
Beautiful.
Just make sure I have it. That's all.
Yeah, no, I'm happy. Let me know when you're ready.
All right, go ahead.
All right, the number is 877-550-4226.
Okay. 550. 4227. All right,
Okay.
so I gotta call this place and set up.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm gonna call this number and I gotta set up the evaluation, right? The home evaluation.
Yep, you have to do it with Walter present, and you have
Okay.
to tell them, you have to just call them up and be like, hey, we're calling to schedule the first assessment with you guys. They're going to ask you a series of questions, but Walter needs to be there to answer some of them, and then you can take over the call. They just need to legally hear him first. Also, if they're going to ask you where you live, just tell him he's in a facility and he has a discharge date, okay?
Okay, and then we're good for November 10th, right?
So well, that's between you and the nursing home. I would just start the process. So they're closed today, so you would have to call in tomorrow,
Yeah.
get him scheduled, and then I will follow up with you at the end of next week to see where you're holding with all of this, and then we'll continue from there. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Well, if you have any questions or concerns, don't hesitate to reach out, but I will be back in the office at the end of next week, so you most probably won't hear from us until then. If there's an emergency, somebody in the office will reach back out to you. Okay?
All right, thank you.
All righty. Any questions before I go today?
Nope.
All righty then. Take care. Be well.
Bye.
Bye bye.